Let's now turn to an American who fought against Qasem Soleimani's forces, retired U.S. Army General David Petraeus. Petraeus is a former director of the CIA and was commander of U.S. forces during some of the most critical years in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Well, he was our most significant Iranian adversary during my 4 years in Iraq, certainly when I was the Central Command commander, and very much so when I was the director of the CIA. He is unquestionably the most significant and important, or was the most significant and important Iranian figure in the region. It is impossible to overstate the significance of this action. This is much more substantial than the killing of Osama bin Laden. It's even more substantial than the killing of Baghdadi.
General Petraeus, did you ever interact directly or indirectly with him?
Indirectly. He sent a message to me through the president of Iraq in late March of 2008 during the Battle of Basra, when we were supporting the Iraqi army forces that were battling the Shia militias in Basra that were supported, of course, by Qasem Soleimani and the Quds Force. He sent a message that said, "General Petraeus, you should know that I, Qasem Soleimani, control the policy of Iran for Iraq and also for Syria, Lebanon, Gaza, and Afghanistan." And the implication of that was that if you want to deal with Iran to resolve this situation in Basra, that you should deal with me, not with the Iranian diplomats. And his power only grew from that point in time. By the way, I actually told Qasem Soleimani to pound sand.
General Petraeus, did you have opportunities to hit Soleimani during your time in Iraq or CENTCOM or at the CIA, and did you take them?
Not when I was in Iraq. He never set foot in Iraq. I think he understood the threats that existed. I can't say what we might have contemplated as the CIA director. I obviously can't speak about what we might have considered relative to Qasem Soleimani, but he obviously was, again, a hugely harmful and a very capable adversary. He has the blood of hundreds of American soldiers on his hands, as well as the blood of many, many of our coalition and Iraqi partners, and those also in Syria, Lebanon, and Afghanistan, for that matter, and Yemen.
So why do you suppose this happened now, though?
Well, I suspect that the leaders in Washington were seeking to reestablish deterrence, which clearly had eroded to some degree, perhaps by the relatively insignificant actions in response to the strikes on the oil facility in Saudi Arabia, the shipping in the Gulf, and our $130 million drone that was shot down. And we had seen increased numbers of attacks against U.S. forces in Iraq. So I'm sure that there was a lot of discussion about what could show the Iranians most significantly that we are really serious, that they should not continue to escalate. Now, obviously, there is a menu of options that they have now, not just in terms of direct Iranian action against perhaps our large bases in the various Gulf states, shipping in the Gulf, but also through proxy actions, and not just in the region, but even in places such as Latin America and Africa and Europe.
Would you have recommended this course of action right now?
I hesitate to answer that just because I am not privy to the intelligence that was the foundation for the decision, which clearly was, as was announced, that this was a defensive action, that Soleimani was going into the country to presumably approve further attacks. Without really being in the inner circle on that, I think it's very difficult to either second guess or to even think through what a recommendation might have been.
Two short questions for what next, General Petraeus? U.S. remaining in Iraq and war with Iran. What's your best guess?
Well, I think one of the questions is, what will the diplomatic ramifications of this be? And again, there have been celebrations in some places in Iraq at the loss of Qasem Soleimani, and certainly the U.S., I would assume, is considering diplomatic initiatives as well, reaching out and saying, okay, does that send a sufficient message of our seriousness Now would you like to return to the table? So lots of calculations here.
Do you have confidence in this administration to kind of navigate all those calculations?
Well, I think that this particular episode has been fairly impressively handled. There's been restraint in the some of the communications methods from the White House. The Department of Defense put out, I think, a solid statement. It has taken significant actions to shore up our defenses and our offensive capabilities. The question now, I think, is what is the diplomatic initiative that follows this?
The flag that Donald Trump posted last night, no words, was that restraint, do you think?
I think it was. Certainly, all things are relative, and I think relative to some of his tweets, that was quite restrained.
General David Petraeus was director of the CIA and commander of U.S. forces in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's really great to have you with us today. Thank you so much.
The pleasure was mine, Marco.